Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Joseph Walker III, date of birth 7/4/1958, date of procedure February 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Dio, referring physician is Dr. Mohammed Musa. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance colonoscopy. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy, comma hemoclip deployment times 2. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug or as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as the malignancy, oral experience of the patient, period, the patient's breath and mouth, so placed in the lateral position, study as for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, the drug exit exam is during period, or well lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of the folds, period, the terminal limb is intubated and valued, period, careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period of retroflex 2 is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score was 7,2-3-2 grades, a good prep period. Patient size procedure well without any complications findings. The terminal ileum chyma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 2-centimeter flat sessile ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, comma piecemeal, and then hemoclips for good hemostasis. Next line, there was 2 sessile transverse colon polyps, approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter splenic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the hemoclip was deployed in, for good hemostasis. Next line, there was approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive rectosigmoid sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was left-sided diverticulosis colon. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months, given the size of the ascending colon polyp and piecemeal resection, comma. Delete the comma. Next line, would recommend increased fiber and water intake in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up analysis as previously scheduled.